The Interpol team was working at the request of the Ethiopian authorities. Those who died aboard flight ET302 from Addis Ababa bound for Nairobi were from 35 countries. There were no bodies found. Experts relied on antemortem data supplied by member countries, such as personal, physical, medical, and dental information of the deceased. DNA materials from the families of victims were used in the identification process. The samples were sent to a specialized laboratory for analysis. Nearly 100 experts from 14 countries in Africa, the Americas, and Europe supported the work of the Interpol team during its 50-day mission. Interpol says the accurate identification of victims is important to the families who lost loved ones. Boeing, the manufacturer of the 737 MAX, admitted that it failed to implement a safety alert system on the plane. I'm Colette Wanjohi in Addis Ababa.